www.abovetopsecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are pleased to bring you the Solar Segment.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
Greetings. You are listening to the Solar Segment, and I am your host, Solar. I'd like to talk today, if I could, about the 9/11 conspiracy. I know it's one that's been done extensively, but I've been away from the whole conspiracy thing for a while. I had to take a little step back, a little break from it, stop obsessing, but I've been looking into it again, in particular the 9/11 conspiracy, and have been connecting some dots that, to me, I keep drawing the same conclusion. That is, the whole thing was a plot perpetrated against the American public by the American government. There, I said it. I'll put that out there. I think the American government is guilty as hell, and they were behind it. And I'm going to attempt to lay out these facts so that you could possibly connect the dots yourself and maybe draw the same conclusion. Hopefully I'll get some feedback on this. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I'd like to know, like to hear what you think about it. So anyways, here we go.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
So we have never been witness to anything quite like this in the United States within the continental borders of this country, an act of war, nothing less than that. It was on December 7th, 1941, actually the next day, that FDR said, "This is a day that shall live in infamy." We are living through another day of infamy for this country.
Now, here is your host, Solar.
Hello, once again, this is the Solar Segment, and I am Solar. I'd like to start with saying that the following is comprised primarily of my own opinions and pure speculation. I am by no means an expert, and I firmly believe everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So please keep that in mind when I get a statistic or date wrong before you start the mail rolling in. Thanks.
It doesn't.
Solar Power Radio.
All right, and we're back. The topic is 9/11. Ah, the 9/11 conspiracy. You know, I find my mind going back to this one over and over again. And I think it's because I look around everywhere today and I see a changed world. And all these changes seem to go back to that day. I think that when those planes hit those buildings, a cascade happened. There was a cascade event that all these dominoes just started falling and are continuing to fall. And I believe it was all a part of a system of control. I believe that the whole point was to pass the Patriot Act. Of course, this is based on my belief that the government was completely behind it. I mean, there's just too many things that connect, like the Bush family and the House of Saud, and the fact that The majority of the hijackers were Saudi. I mean, this can't be coincidence. I mean, this means something. You know, you see these things and it means something. And I believe they did it. I think the government was behind it. I mean, there's not much that I can say that hasn't already been said. I mean, you can go to ATS anytime and find all the facts and all the arguments and hear it all. But I think they did it. And I think it was so they could pass the Patriot Act. I think that was the point. It gave them too much control. You know, it took the control away from the people and gave it to the government, especially in the area of lawmaking, where they did things like they made it illegal to stockpile food. They passed the anti-hoarding law, and they, like, the Anti-Posse Act, where we're not allowed to take up arms anymore. And it was because of the Patriot Act that they were able to do things like that. I mean, look at all these cameras they put up, like, in all these cities. I mean, I live in Tennessee in the United States, and even here, I mean, some of the larger cities like Knoxville and Nashville and Memphis and Chattanooga, they're putting cameras up everywhere. I mean, just all over the place. And surely this has to be against our rights in some way, and they just do it without our opinion, without our say so. They do it, and they shouldn't be able to, because the government, according to the Constitution, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, is supposed to be a government for the people, by the people. And the Constitution goes on to say that should the government ever become a government for the government, we are to take up arms and overthrow them as an oppressor. But they've made it illegal for us to do that. So, all these things, it seems to me, too, also that it's all pointing to the government seeming to have some kind of advanced knowledge of some kind of cataclysmic event that they're gearing up for. All of these things, like doing away with, like, civil defense and replacing them with FEMA... you know, federal emergency management. I mean, we saw during Katrina there were examples of them seeming to test out new protocols for dealing with mass hysteria, basically. And again, conspiracies surrounding that too. I mean, the conspiracies are everywhere, and you have to ask why. I mean, if it isn't that way, why does it seem so? Just seems too suspicious not to be, you know. There's too much evidence saying, hey, this is messed up. I mean, if it wasn't, why wouldn't the government just come out and say, hey, you know, tell us everything they know? Hey, we know everything. This is what we know. I mean, why be secretive at all? So, I was going to lay out a bunch of facts here, but like I said, the information's out there. I can possibly post a few links. Pointing to some interesting things. I discovered this guy's website, man, and I wish I could remember it. I will try to find that as well, because you got to check it out. He's got some videos that he's done that he narrates, and they're all about a huge interconnectedness with 9/11 to like the Masons and pyramids and all kinds of things, and he makes all of these amazing connections using something he calls synchro mysticism, and he talks all about how 9/11 was the great ritual or something like that, the 9/11 mega ritual, I believe, is the name of one of the videos. Again, I'll try to find that and post that, because if you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. It really is a different take, especially if you're someone who's spent the time reading all of the posts and all of the websites and all of the different information to actually come across something different like this. It's interesting, and I highly recommend it. And again, I'll find that, and I'll be sure to post that, and be sure to check that out. So anyways, this is just my opinion on things. You know, let me know what you think. Help me out here. Give me some information. I'm always willing to learn new things, and you know, maybe together we can find something out here. So thanks for your time. Peace out.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Solar Power Radio.
Well, that's going to do it for this installment. I appreciate you listening in, all two of you. And tune in next time where I will attempt to take a more in-depth look at a few topics that are of particular interest to mine. I'll give you some examples, possibly do a show on the number stations. Particularly good topic, I think. And the Harp Antenna Array, one of my personal favorites, and I've got a personal story to share relating to the Harp Antenna Array. So tune in, check it out, and take care until then.